Recorded Books presents The Blood Lie by Shirley Riva Vernick. Narrated by Christopher Gebauer. Saturday, September 22nd, 1928. Jack Poole had been awake for a while already, but he waited in bed until the hallway clock chimed 8:15, the exact beginning of his 16th birthday. At least, that's what his birth certificate said. Earlier, the neighbor's mutt, Agatha, had snuck up on the Pool's chicken coop and gotten the hens squawking. If Jack were more like Harry, he'd have snoozed right through the racket. But he was a light sleeper. So he lay there, lightly humming, moving his fingers to his upcoming audition piece, and waited. When the clock finally rang the magic number, he slid off the bottom bunk, pulled his shirt and trousers onto his lean frame, and headed downstairs. There was a light rap at the door. He opened it, and found Emmeline Durham standing on the front steps with her little sister, Daisy. Emmeline, the girl with the caramel hair and the voice like a flute. The girl he adored. "Emmeline! Daisy! Hi!" he said, pushing his black hair off his forehead. "Come on in."
"Hope we didn't wake you,"
Emmeline said, smiling all the way up to her topaz eyes. "Your mother said it was all right for Daisy to come play this morning."
"Daisy?"
came a little girl's voice from the kitchen.
"Martha!"
Daisy took off. Emmeline moistened her lips and rocked gently on the balls of her feet.
"Happy birthday, Jack."
"Wow, 16.
"Thanks.
Yeah, can't wait to get my driver's license." For a split second, he imagined the two of them sitting close together in the front seat of the Pool's Model T.
"That will be great," Emmeline said.
"What?"
"You driving, Jack."
"That will be great." The image of them in the car disappeared. Driving would be fantastic, but driving with Emmeline, that would never happen. Being casual friends with her was one thing. Being something more was something else. Impossible. Emmeline inhabited a different world from Jack's. The world of Christians. Normally, her orbit never would have intersected his. The only reason Jack and Emmeline were friends, the only reason their younger sisters were playmates, was the miracle of their mother's unlikely alliance. The mothers had moved to Messina, and into Middle's boarding house at the same time. They were both newlyweds, knowing no one except their husbands. The newcomers helped each other pass the days, with Eva Poole reading Jenna Durham the stories she was forever, almost obsessively, scribbling down. There was so much to write about, and Jenna Durham playing her mandolin for Eva. Years later, when Emmeline's father and uncle died in a car accident, it was Jack's mother who watched baby Daisy while the entire Sacred Heart congregation attended the double funeral.
"Can you get the day off for your birthday?" Emmeline asked.
"Doubt it.
We're taking delivery on a shipment today."
"Maybe I'll see you at the store then. Lydia and I are going shopping, so we'll probably stop by."
She bit her lip, leaned toward his ear, and whispered,
"I was really hoping we could meet up in Paradise Woods so I could wish you a happy birthday properly."
He could feel her breath on his neck. The blood rushed to his face in a hot wave. Over the summer, he and Emmeline had twice managed to bump into each other on the path that cut through the local woods. The first time, they'd touched fingertips while they talked, flushed with anxiety over being caught. The second time, they'd gone behind a fat oak tree and almost kissed. Almost, because some men came trudging through on their way to work at the aluminum plant. Still, the thought of that kiss and others, he imagined, often kept Jack awake at night. That was in August. When school started a few weeks later, George Lingstrom set his eye on Emmeline. George, the captain of Jack's baseball team, the popular high school senior, the notorious flirt. Jack wondered if Emmeline was interested in George. Why shouldn't she be? George was well-liked.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?